Blog Talk Radio.
For the CIMC Music Show with your host, Jason Cuban.
Welcome to the CIMC Music Show. Welcome back, folks. It's been a while since I've done an episode here, and I'm looking forward to tonight's show. Got a great show lined up for you. It's more local talent. Tonight's show brings you more local musicians. Join us as we welcome our newest co-host, Jamie Potts, as she makes her debut on our program. Now, Jamie was on our former show, Real Talk. She's originally from North Carolina and now resides in Shenandoah, Virginia. But tonight we welcome you to call in and join in the festivities. We're going to be hearing more from Arias A.C. Cuban of Monochromatic Disorder, the area's local premier punk rock band, as well as Rod Alshire. It's going to be a great show, so tune in and tune on. Stick around for after the show. We're going to have our after-hour segment, and you can call in tonight by giving us a call at 626-213-5713, and you might even win tonight's giveaway. So we look forward to having you here. Look forward to a good show. Want to go ahead and just welcome Jamie to the show. Jamie, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty darn good.
That's good. Now, like I had mentioned before, you are a former radio personality from the Real Talk show that we did with Richard and Junior, and now you're coming over here with us at CIMC. Are you hyped up for tonight's show?
I'm always excited to go to the dark side of the moon. What do you think? Is this where I am?
Well, some might agree with you, some may disagree, but nonetheless, it's going to be a good ride, so stick around and hold on tight, because tonight's show is definitely going to be a good one. We have some birthday announcements. Maybe we should get those out of the way first. What do you think?
Sure.
All right. Well, do you want to start them, or should I start them?
I can start them.
Okay.
All right. Angel Price.
Yeah, happy birthday to Angel.
Very, very happy birthday. And then there's Geraldine Wyatt. She is 78.
And then we have, next up on our birthday list, Anthony Barb. Anthony is celebrating 28 years old.
And we have little Bryson Shiflett. He's 7.
Happy birthday, Bryson. Hope it's a memorable one. Welty Cron, 81 years young. Happy birthday to you as well.
And little Brock Pfeiffer. He's 4, and he's adorable.
And then we have Landon Lawson celebrating 10 years.
And Colton Meadows, he's 6 today.
Marla Coakley, 44 years today.
Kara Balserman, 16 years old. Everybody look out at the DMV.
That's right. Watch out for her. She's going to be on the road soon. Okay, and next up we have Evelyn Ingram, 3 years old. Beautiful little girl.
And Megan Cash, she is 30 today.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, who else is on the list here tonight? Looks like we have Anna Martin, 24 years old.
Nellie Howdy Shell, 79.
Donna Freely. Now, David Scott Erickson is celebrating 30 years old.
And Jordan Faith Chover at 20. Happy birthday, you guys. I hope it was a great one. And I hope every day this year is the best one so far.
We hope that you're able to celebrate your birthday by tuning in to us here at the CIMC Music Show. So from all of us to all of you out there, happy birthday. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started talking about our first performer tonight. Now, I'm going to let Jamie tell you a little bit about Mr. Rod Alshire. I think I'm pronouncing the name right. This is one of Jamie's personal acquaintances, and she's going to tell you all about him and introduce the new song.
All right. Well, the song isn't actually new. It is one of his classics. I have to say it's pretty personal to my heart. The first time I heard it, I actually had to pull the car over because I was so emotional. Again, this is Rodney Elshire. He is originally from the area. I live in Shenandoah. He's originally from Stanley. Cool thing about him is that he actually relocated over to New Mexico. He left us for bigger, brighter places, and he started a band. They're called Shot Fired, and they're just warming up, just getting started. They're probably going to be coming out with something soon. But for right now, I'd like you to hear something that he wrote once upon a time. Actually, I don't even think he wrote it down. I really think he just played it. So if you listen to it with that perspective in mind, I imagine you'll be pretty impressed.
That was 3 minutes and 26 seconds of pure whoop-ass Birth by Rod Elshire. Man, was that powerful or what?
Oh, gosh. I lose my words, and I'm a very wordy individual. So I guess that says it all without saying anything at all.
Rod, if you are listening, we'd love for you to call in. It's a short show tonight, but I'd love to talk to you more about your inspiration for that song. 626 626- 213-5713. That's the number to dial. Also, the next caller who dials in will win tonight's giveaway, so don't waste any time. We're just getting started, so what I'd like to do is just pay a couple of quick shout-outs. The first shout-out I'd like to do goes out to my bacon buddy, Cindy Bailey, out of Grottoes, Virginia. Cindy, thanks for listening, and hopefully you got a chance to hear this shout-out. I know you're running into some difficulties there getting the show to load. Another one is to our newest sponsor of the show, and that is Philip Haddad. Philip is an author. He wrote the book Ron Paul Speaks. We have his new commercial on the show. We're going to air that in just a few moments, and that way you can take a listen to that and find out how you can get yourself a copy of it. So thanks a lot, Philip. And we also are looking forward to giving a shout-out to I believe his name is Ron Kapp. He's going to be helping with a demonstration on the 29th of April in Washington, D.C. Make sure you guys head out there for that. Don't want to miss that. It's for a good cause. And we're going to have him on the show to talk more about it. So let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the next artist up on the show. So stick around. There's more to come on the CIMC Music Show. Ron Paul was America's last true patriotic politician. When he retired, so did the last hope of a reformed government. His beliefs and views were going to change the direction of the country. Revisit his legacy by reading the groundbreaking book Ron Paul Speaks by Philip Haddad and Roger Marsh, a collection of quotes arranged in a refreshing, easy-to-read book available on Amazon.com. Don't miss this opportunity to get your hands on a publication that is sure to open the minds of everyone. Ron Paul Speaks, a look into the world of a free thinking politician with the heart of America resounding in the words of a man who saw a future for a country in turmoil. Welcome back to the show. With me tonight is Jamie Potts joining us for her debut performance here with the CIMC Music Show. Thank you so much, Jamie, for lending your personality here to the show.
Well, you're very welcome. I don't call it much of a performance, but, I mean, I'll try.
Okay. So the next item up for bids, as I want to call it, I feel like I'm on a game show, Arias A.C. Cuban. You probably remember him from the past few shows that we've had on. He's been involved in a couple of them. Even the parody we did, a political parody where he played the part of Obama, did a great job, I think. Not enough bass in his voice, but, hey, he was only 14, so, you know.
Yeah, that kind of limits your ability to Obama-size yourself.
You know, I want to talk just a little bit about Arias. Arias and some of his friends from school formed the Arias new premier punk band. They originally called themselves Band of Thieves, and then after discovering that that name had been taken, they took a fan poll, and the fans decided that the new name should be Monochromatic Disorder. Now, that's a mouthful, wouldn't you say?
Well, but it's suiting. If anybody's ever heard Mr. Arias speak, it makes perfect sense that he would choose something like monochromatic disorder. He seems to have a mouthful of words and knowledge and experience significantly beyond his 14 years. He's a very impressive young man. And then when you hear him play the guitar, he can actually sing too. So, yeah, he's the whole package.
That's right. You know, tonight we have a song from him. It's his first recording with him playing guitar and singing at the same time. It's his interpretation of Dust in the Wind. And we've had it on the show before, but I wanted to include it in tonight's More Local Talent. So let me go ahead and just start that off now so we can get that going. We're about halfway through the show at this point before we get to our after-hour segment. I want to let you know, if you want to stick around for that, you will have to either call in now or wait till we're done the show, and it'll be about 11:45. Then you can play it on demand and hear the extra segment. So That's your choice. Call in 626-213-5713. Be the next caller, and you're going to win tonight's giveaway. So here is Arias' rendition of Dust in the Wind. Stick around. We'll be right back on the CIMC Music Show.
And this is Arius Moose Cuban with his cover of Dust in the Wind on the CIMC Music Show.
Thank you.
In the Wind. God, man, that song just gives me chills. I want to say just a quick shout out to my mom who's listening, Janet Keplinger over in Moorefield, West Virginia. Thanks for tuning in. That's awesome. As you guys may remember, I just did the cardinal no-no. I said you guys.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Use guys. Might as well just say use guys.
Ewins.
Yeah, and take them up north.
That's right.
While you're at it.
Now, you might remember Janet Lynn Keplinger. Around the holidays, she is the founder of the Granny's Christmas Closet, and that was an excellent charity. It was their first year. It was her brainchild. And the way it worked was they had collected used toys, and she would clean them up. And then they had this event where people would come to the community center there, and it was for the senior citizens, because you know how hard it is for senior citizens.
Oh, yeah, fixed income and everything.
Yeah. And
particularly fixed income. And they love so much, and they want to give so much. And then when you don't have the financial capabilities to do so, to give them the opportunity to do that. And that was her idea?
That was her idea.
Aww.
And you know what was awesome is because she found or identified a need in the community. And, you know, not to be rude or lewd for that matter, but we like to procreate in this generation. And so that means there's a lot of grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and these senior citizens, you know, they just can't meet that requirement every holiday season to provide those special toys on that special day. So Granny's Christmas Closet took care of that. So now there is a way for them to, you know, get involved and not have to break the bank in the meantime. So that's always good.
Well, the funny thing is that those grandchildren have watched a movie. It's called Robots. And one of the things that the guy says, he says, see a need, fill a need. And that's exactly what your mother did. That's so amazing. I always loved that saying from the movie, see a need, fill a need. And that's exactly what, you know, that's what it should be all about. But that's amazing.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
So, you know, I think the charity drive runs in our family for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. My mother and I are a lot alike in that respect. I mean, I share a lot of her characteristics. I look like my father, act like my mother. It's kind of weird. I guess, you know, I bring the best of both worlds
Yeah,
together.
I was getting ready to say you must have got the goods out of both.
Yep, that's right.
Uh-oh. Did I just say that?
Yeah, you did.
And that was so inappropriate.
I'm telling you, and it's recorded now. It's on the
permanent.
Internet.
Permanent.
It's never going away.
Yeah, it never goes away on the internet.
Massa Nutton has an
owner referral department here in Harrisonburg. I worked there briefly, and when I was working there, I met a gentleman from Baltimore, Maryland. I think it's Baltimore. No, no, I think he's up in Salisbury. Whatever, he's in Maryland. But the thing is we became friends pretty quickly, and I brought him back to where I lived, and we recorded a song that he wrote about a girl that he had met. They weren't able to get a relationship going, but he was definitely inspired.
One of those ones that got away?
I think
they
maybe.
They tend to inspire music.
That's right. Well, he wrote this song, and he played it and recorded it. We did the whole thing there using the cell phone. You'll be surprised at how good this came out. I once would like to have people pay attention to the middle of the song where he does his solo. It's awesome. Thran, thank you so much for letting us record this. We got it on 98 Rocks Wet Paint. It's been on this show a couple times.
That's awesome.
Fantastic song. So
I can't wait.
Yeah, let me spin that up in just a quick second. Want to just acknowledge Janet's on the phone. My mom's on the phone.
Oh,
you take
yay.
This one.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Hi.
Song. It sounds to me like she might have it on speaker.
Who's on speaker? What?
Hello.
Oh, there's also. Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing
y'all?
This evening?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Doing better now. I'm back home.
Oh well, yeah. I imagine. It sounds like you've got a happy household back there.
Well, it's calmer.
Calmer. Yeah, it's calmer here too. Once the little ones go to sleep, things get a little bit easier.
That's right. I just
It's so great to hear your voice.
Yes, thank you.
Well, can
I
you
thought
stick
I would
around?
Surprise him.
Oh, I know. You should have seen the smile on his face.
Can you second?
Well, I'm glad he's like me, because I'm not half bad.
No, you're not. You're definitely, at least half of you's not bad, because half of you got transmitted to him.
Oh.
Hey, Mom, do me a favor and hang out for just a second. We're going to spin this tune up for Thran Dennis, and then when we come back, we'll talk more with you. How about that?
Sounds great. I'd like to hear that.
All righty. Stick around. We'll be back with more CIMC Music Show with Jason and Jamie, and this is Torture Me by Thran Dennis.
One, two, three, four.
We've got all night, you see, and I'm begging you on my knees, oh yeah. Baby, just torture me. Let me slide my hand right here. Tell me if this feels real for you. Cause baby, there's nothing to fear. Maybe for you, I'm just the other guy. If my wanting you is wrong, then please sure kiss me goodbye. We've got all night to ride. Moment be our guide, yeah. Baby, let me come inside. Just talk to me.
Ron Paul was America's last true patriotic politician. When he retired, so did the last hope of a reformed government. His beliefs and views were going to change the direction of the country. Revisit his legacy by reading the groundbreaking book Ron Paul Speaks by Philip Haddad and Roger Marsh, a collection of quotes arranged in a refreshing, easy-to-read book available on Amazon.com. Don't miss this opportunity to get your hands on a publication that is sure to open the minds of everyone. Ron Paul Speaks, a look into the world of a free-thinking politician with the heart of America resounding in the words of a man who saw a future for a country in turmoil.
And that was the Rand Dennis with Torture Me. I have to say that it really was not torturous of an adventure at all. That was lovely. She obviously touched him in a very personal way.
Yeah, and if you listen to the lyrics in the song, it's telling a story about how he met her. She was taken already, but he was captivated by her, and they'd spent some time there at that gathering, and, you know, he was definitely taken by her.
Oh, that happens, you know, that sometimes you just know, and, you know, it's just not the right time, and it's not the right place, but you know that something is supposed to happen. It's special. It's lovely.
Yeah, and, you know, she's got to feel pretty darn good knowing that there's a song out there floating around on radio stations about her.
Well, you would think so, but then again, there's songs out there like, you know, You're So Vain, and you wonder. So, yeah, she should definitely take it as a compliment. At least it could have been a lot worse.
Absolutely. Well, I want to welcome back my dear mother. Janet's on the line with us. She called in just before we went to break. What are the plans for Granny's Christmas Closet next year, Mom?
Well, I'll tell you, it was such a good hit. I have pictures I had posted. I don't know if people saw them, but we had a great time, and it took a lot of energy, and I am getting older, but I'm sure hoping that we'll do it again next year, and maybe it'll be a little larger. We can include a little bit more of the community. But it was fantastic. I was glad because there were people who actually appreciated that opportunity, who really wanted to be able to give something to their grandchildren. And they came in there. They were so excited. There was such a selection. And so I'll probably do it again next year, I'm sure.
I hope so. And if you need any help, you just mentioned that, you know, I know that it's a difficult undertaking, but I'll go ahead and put it out here in permanent form. I would be honored to help you in any way that I could in that endeavor.
That would be wonderful. I'd like to start earlier than I did this year. I'll probably start in September. And I think that with the pictures and the explanation how this went off this year, I'm hoping that some of the community stores might offer us a little help. Even the Dollar Tree items, they were just so excited about
anything
a lot that we had. It was real, and
well,
dolls that were fixed up.
Don't
they
care.
Loved it.
Yeah, no, the kids don't care. I mean, you can get so many awesome things at the Dollar Tree. I mean, those are great stocking stuffers, and they keep the kids busy. That's what it's all about, something. Because Christmas, I know that everybody doesn't celebrate Christmas. Not everybody, it's not a pleasant holiday for everyone, but it can be. It can be just a day to represent, you know, that we can give to one another and appreciate one another for what we mean to each other.
Yes, we have.
I think it's about showing our love just a little bit more. You don't have to go crazy. You can make your own card, you know, and you can do whatever you need to do. It's not that hard to convey love, I don't think. But you are making it a lot easier.
Right,
well,
thank you.
For just a second, okay, Mom? Well, we got to go to a quick break because we're going to switch over to the after-hour show. Just hang out for just a quick second, okay?
All righty.
All right. We'll be right back. Again, if you want to contact us and stay tuned in live, you need to call in right now, 626-213-5713.
Ooh.
Ron Paul was America's last true patriotic politician. When he retired, so did the last hope of a reformed government. His beliefs and views were going to change the direction of the country. Revisit his legacy by reading the groundbreaking book Ron Paul Speaks by Philip Haddad and Roger Marsh, a collection of quotes arranged in a refreshing, easy-to-read book available on Amazon.com. Don't miss this opportunity to get your hands on a publication that is sure to open the minds of everyone. Ron Paul Speaks, a look into the world of a free-thinking politician with the heart of America resounding in the words of a man who saw a future for a country in turmoil.
You got to check out Ron Paul's new book there. It's awesome. He does it with a partner of his, Roger Marsh. I had an opportunity to check this book out. Philip Haddad, who is a regular on our other show that we were doing for a while there, he comes on and he talks about different governmental issues, and he's a very intelligent man, well-spoken, articulates the points that we're trying to make that sometimes we struggle with or trip over ourselves with, but check his book out. It's an easy way to find it. You can get it on Amazon and other fine online retailers, but just Google Ron Paul Speaks, and it's going to be your first, what was it called, return listing?
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, check that book out. It's actually very affordable. He wrote the book in a fashion that makes it easy for anyone to read. I'm not a very good political reader, and this is a book that was easily able to captivate me.
Yeah, a lot of times they get a little thick and a little verbose meaning wordy, and he takes an interesting approach of going from A to, it's not C, right, it's Y.
Yes, what he says.
A to Y with quotes, and that really, you know, that puts it in a format that's so easily readable, it's easily approachable, it's not a story, it's an in-depth overview of this man's ideas and beliefs, and they're literally quotes. Not a lot of politicians would want a lot of the things that they've said put into book form, but from what I've seen so far, this man may be the exception to the rule.
Absolutely. Now, in case you didn't know, Ron Paul actually writes the introduction, if I read that correctly. So he led his two cents into the book. The whole thing is all Ron Paul's words, and I'm learning more and more about him as I get to know Philip Haddad more. Philip we want to do this real quick. Philip just announced today that he and his wife are expecting their child.
Aww.
So I want to just give a shout-out to him. Congratulations to you and your wife. If you've met Philip in person, you know he's just a wonderful guy. His heart is bigger than his body can contain. His wife is a lucky woman, and I only known him for a week, really. I met him and hung out with him for about 2 days, and the guy grew on me, and I don't mean like a fungus either.
A very pleasant fungus. The interactions that I had with him, over Blog Talk, so captivating, so inspirational, so knowledgeable. It's very hard to deny this man your attention and your thoughts. It really is, and I'll say it again, if he runs for president, I'm pretty sure I'm going to vote for him. He actually joked that he would let me be his vice president, so you guys, if you see us on the ballot, you know, it's a better choice than some things we have running this year.
That's right. And I get to be a Secret Service agent, so I'm looking forward to that. I get to wear a suit and sunglasses and talking to my wrist. I'm hyped up.
Yes, you do. Yep.
Janet Keplinger is on the line with.
I think you should lay low.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. Janet Keplinger, the founder of the charity Granny's Christmas Closet, celebrating their first year in operation, had a great season this past holiday season. She's here talking to us a little bit about that and anything else on her mind. So welcome back to the show.
Hey, hi. Thank you.
No problem. Now, I know we cut you off before we had to go to break real quick. So if you wanted to pick up where you left off, by all means, please do so.
Oh, I was just going to make a comment that one of the things that we had done that I'm going to concentrate on this year was we actually had stockings that were stuffed with toys in them, and they were a tremendous hit. So if anybody has stockings usually you end up with millions of Christmas stockings over the years because kids get a lot of those.
You do, because you end up.
Yeah.
And you have.
And I could. Oh, I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you usually end up buying a new one every year, even though you had one from last year and the
right.
year before and the year before.
Make them and, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So if they have any they want to donate to this, that would be wonderful. So for next year, get an early start on those. I had about 20 of them. I didn't have enough. People wanted more. So that was successful.
Now, people can get involved.
Christmas is
you don't wait till the holidays are here. You can get involved right now. Get on Facebook real quick. I challenge the listeners. Get on Facebook right now. Type in Granny's Christmas Closet, and you'll head right over to their group. You can join that group, and you can get in with planning future events with them. If you want to become part of the team, I'm sure you can get information about that as well. Excellent group. I'm a member, and I recommend everybody else be a member too. Hey, let's talk about the event when you actually had it. How did that turn out?
Well, I tell you, I was surprised. I was worried and concerned because something was happening that day. I forget. It was on a Saturday, but there were some other plans. Oh, we had miscommunicated on the time. I thought I was supposed to be there at a certain time. They thought I was coming at an earlier time. So they thought I just didn't show, and their Christmas party had ended, and they were cleaning up when I got there, unfortunately. So I missed the biggest crowd that I could have, but the word of mouth went really well, and they went ahead, and a lot of people returned, and we're glad they did, and I had a great time. We had a really fun time. I had some friends there helping us, and it went really well.
And
so
you
I
had some really
everybody that
on
helped.
The...
What were you saying, Jason?
I said, and you posted some cute pictures from the event on the group there too. I saw that was looked like everybody was having fun. I think you had an elf or two there, didn't you?
We did. A friend of mine from church, and she had a couple of children that came down, and they were helping like load the items into the cars and. You know, play with another child if they came in and that kind of thing. And it went over fine, and we had a good time. And then we had some elders, which are missionaries, that came from our church, that came in and helped set up the night before. So we even had fun during the setup as well as during the day that, you know, that we did this. So,
well,
but
good,
I want to thank
good.
Everyone who helped.
Now, we had talked briefly about, I think you said one of my sisters helped you with the idea. Was that right?
Jennifer?
Oh, is that who it was?
Yes, Jennifer, which is your sister, your younger sister.
I think I remember her.
Yes, I was hoping she could have physically been there for me a little more, and she probably will this year be mainly involved in it. But, yes, because... You know, we've been in situations. I watched my mother, who lived in this community over here with the seniors, and I remember my mother. She just passed away a couple years ago, but I remember with all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren, she would be so frustrated because she knew she couldn't afford to buy for them all. And she would usually try to do a little something for the ones that were actually going to come to her home so that at least she had something. But I wish she had been... with us when we did this. I think she would have really loved it. And I did it in memory of my mother and her situation where she wasn't able to do for her grandchildren. So I know she loved them, and I'm sure they know that, you know, they were loved, but she always felt like she couldn't just do that little extra something for each of the children. And I think she had like 20-some grandchildren, so it's a lot, and even more great-grandchildren. So... But the ones that did participate in that community knew her. They even commented. They thought this was really nice. And, yes, people like her that come to this really enjoy it. So just having done 1 year of it, I hope to continue to do it and just kind of make it a little annual community event here.
Yeah.
And anywhere
That's
else
how
we can get to.
Our traditions start 1 year at a time.
Yep,
right,
that's right.
Right.
Now, there is also a website that people can go to, which is might even make it easy for them. That is granny'schristmascloset.com, YR.com. And what you're going to do is you're going to head over there. There's going to be a really festive picture there that you made. And you click on it, it takes you right to the Facebook group. So, again, my challenge is for everybody to head on out there to Granny's Christmas Closet. Let's get started early this year so more families can be helped and affected in a positive way. Let's not put it off to the last second.
Yeah,
did you want to give any shout-outs before we let you go? Because we're just about out of time for tonight's show.
I just mainly wanted to say the little girl in the picture on that website, the little girl in the picture frame you'll see is me. And these are my grandparents, so four generations. But giving a shout-out, I want to shout-out to you, Jason. Love you. Thank you for the compliments you gave me. And nice talking to Jamie. And I wanted to give a shout-out to my two grandsons, Arius and Nick, because I know they listen. And Mima loves you. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. I would like to just let you know you have a new member request already sitting on your Granny's Christmas Closet Facebook group. So maybe we just reached somebody. You never know.
Oh, there you go. Well, welcome whoever it is. So I'll definitely check that out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on the show. We'll talk to you afterwards, okay?
Okay.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Now, I'd like to just take a moment before we end out the show and let you know Jamie Potts and I are starting a new radio program, and we want to invite you to be the first to join our family of listeners, and that's called The Final Fault. That's going to be on blogtalkradio.com, and we welcome you to come on the show with us. We're going to be discussing all kinds of issues, political and government issues that affect our nation, and we always enjoy having our listeners call in. We have special guest co-hosts that come on. Good music going to be on there as well. Jamie, let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you said political and governmental issues. I want to also mention that that social issues are going to be at the forefront as well. These are going to be activism-focused ideas, rights-focused, particularly focused on the Constitution of the United States of America. Doesn't mean that you have to be American to listen to us, of course. May just help you learn a little bit more about us. Hell, we probably helped write your Constitution, so yours is probably better than us, and you might want to give us a call to let us know how we may possibly improve ours. Just getting involved in the community, getting involved in the world in general is my hope and my dream. I'm excited to move forward and to move on and to potentially do great things. I think that we have the capabilities, we have the arsenal, which is our minds and our drive for more knowledge. And I really think that the passion that we have is going to get us exactly where we want to be, which is in a place of improvement and empowerment and education.
That's right. So make sure you tune into that. You're going to hear excellent information and commentary by many esteemed guest co-hosts. Philip Haddad, we're going to have him on the show. He's going to talk a little bit about his book. He's going to talk about the demonstration going on.
Oh, the New Revolution. And April 29th, New Revolution, April 29th in Washington, D.C., we are going to participate in this rally. It is a rights rally. It's at 10 a.m., so make sure to leave early. It is on is it a Saturday?
Let me take a quick look at the calendar. I think it is. The
29th. No, it's a Friday.
Oh, yeah. It falls on a Friday.
All right. Well, Friday's even better for me. So, yeah, Friday morning, there are a lot of people out there that only work Monday through Thursday. So make sure that you leave early, give you enough time, because that D.C. traffic is a beep. And just give yourself time and patience and, you know, breathe deeply and get there and, you know, build up that passion for the rally that is, you know, being put on by the New Revolution at Washington, D.C. Hopefully we will not be filling the D.C. jails like the peaceful protesters that were recently incarcerated for exercising their constitutionally given rights.
Yeah, that First Amendment rights are no-no, isn't it?
It, well, in some places and in some, yeah, in some people's eyes, it is. Unfortunately, a lot of people are just doing what they're told instead of following their hearts and doing what's right.
Yep. Well, that's about all the time we have for tonight. I would like just to say a quick thank you to our artists who lent us some music. I'll start off with thanking Theran Dennis for providing us with Torture Me.
Oh, and Broad Elshire with Birth. And, of course, I'd like to mention again, New Mexico.